Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you are all rested on your couches, enjoying the post-Thanksgiving glow. Certainly, I had a nice Thanksgiving, Matt. I hope you did as well.
I did, and I've already lost 5 of the pounds that I put on yesterday.
I did get up and work out today.
I did not work out.
I did.
I skipped breakfast and hydrated.
Due to a mix-up, I ended up eating 6 plates at 2 various locations.
Oof. God.
Turkey, mashed potatoes.
Do you fill your plate, or do you, like, knowing that you're going to go back for seconds, you take like a round one and a round two?
You've seen me eat.
It's mounded.
Yeah.
Okay.
My plate is probably 2 plates for most people.
I concur.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
No, I got it.
Thanksgiving. See, I like my food segregated.
Yeah, so I do with turkey, I do. So I would have the turkey in one location. I'd have the mashed potatoes, and then I like to take the ladle and carve out a little bowl and then fill that with the gravy, of course. So I have that in one section.
And you have like the sweet potato casserole.
Little sweet potato casserole. And then I had
cornbread,
a green bean.
Okay, the green bean casserole. Yeah.
And that's
the
what
stuffing,
I
no stuffing?
No stuffing. Not into stuffing.
Stuffing, I'm a big fan of stuffing.
Not
like turkey and stuffing to me is like the only time I have, you only have stuffing once a year, and it is Thanksgiving, so I indulge.
So I had one place that had a fried turkey, the other place was just a regular turkey. But what's cool is they stuffed it with like fennel.
Patron?
Yeah, I wish Patron. I did have some Patron fennel. And they stuffed it with onions and all these spices. And so at the end, when it was done, actually eating the onions that were in there the whole time was the business.
It's almost like
it was a treat.
Eating the fruit that has been floating in alcohol
for
like a day.
Uh-huh. Except not quite as fun. Tasty, but certainly not quite as fun. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, the Browns and the Ravens are on Monday Night Football. Jay Glazer had a little bit of a Glazer bomb yesterday. We'll talk about that. Buckeyes and Michigan, we've got that coming your way, obviously, this weekend, Saturday. And hopefully we're going to hear from the kid. The kid's in Virginia with his family, and I've texted him.
On vacation or family?
On vacation. And
he has family in Virginia?
No.
Vacation.
He and his family
are in
Virginia
vacation.
Together for Thanksgiving.
Got you.
Yeah, I'm texting him again.
Like, what's odd location.
Deal? Yeah. I mean, it's Michigan. Michigan Buckeyes. It's a big game. So we'll talk about that. What comes to your mind when you heard that Jay Glazer clipped that Johnny Manziel lied, of course, to the Cleveland Browns about the video and everything? What is the game? We'll talk about OSU Michigan. Today it is like a normal Thursday here in Berea. So we will hear from defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. We will hear from, of course, offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. That'll be at 1:30 and 2 o'clock. We've got our NFL game predictions. Matt and I both picked up a game on the Kid yesterday. I had Detroit over Philly. You had Carolina over Dallas. Neither game close. But let me ask you this. The third game, what is going on with the Green Bay Packers?
First of all, I know I've played that defense. Obviously, I wasn't playing the defense, but I know that defense very well. And that defense gives up a lot of yards and can at times give up a lot of points, right? They didn't so much give up a lot of points yesterday, but they gave up a lot of yards to an ordinary offense, we'll say, in the Chicago Bears. But what, and this is my mentality behind it, is like playing the Panthers and playing the Broncos and Detroit, you know, beating the Packers for the first time in 20-some-odd meetings, I think they've been figured out a little bit. And I think that the key, they figured out the keys to stop and slow down Aaron Rodgers and his efficiency, because without Jordy Nelson, they're a different team, and they were, even though they started 6-0, they were just somehow, some way mowing their way through opponents. And I think now they're facing adversity. Aaron has to do everything.
Yeah.
And I think at sometimes even the best quarterbacks, you know, can't bear all that weight. And of course the rain didn't help. The rain helped Chicago significantly yesterday, because they like winning that 17-14 type of football game. That's just who John Fox is, you know, with the limitations on offense. The Packers want to beat you 35-21, 35-14. They want to put points on the board.
It just shows how important Jordy Nelson was to that offense, as the guy that was able to take a double team, get vertical. Davante Adams can't get separation. Neither can James Jones. and they've got some a tough thing. The kid just informing me, by the way, he is doing some tourist BS right now. He'll send picks later. It's Michigan, Ohio State.
Why do we want picks of Virginia? What's in Virginia?
No, he means his game picks.
Oh, his game picks. Okay.
Wow. He does not care about his fans. Doesn't care about his fans. Doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about
the rivalry.
The rivalry.
He gave me a book a year ago to speak of the rivalry, and now he's just going to avoid us?
Now he's just nose-showing in Virginia? You're very good at making a homemade funnel, by the way. I want to give you – I've noticed this for a few weeks now.
I'm an athlete, bro.
I'm an athlete.
You got to figure it out, man.
Yes, indeed. He doesn't care. Wow, the kid. Hurtful. Hurtful. Care about his fans, his anybody. What's going on? So what was the highlight of your day yesterday?
The highlight of my day was after dinner, you know – we were at my mother's house, and after dinner, it's like there's the front living room, and there's kind of like the back family room, and that's where kind of both televisions are. The middle of the house is like the kitchen and the dining room area, and all the adults minus my mother, you know, kind of migrated towards the television and kind of like went into their own food coma.
Uh-huh.
And grandma got to sit with her four grandchildren at an extra table, like a kid's table we had set up in the kitchen for the kids to sit at, and it was just them playing checkers and them playing, like, you know, it was like word bingo, and just my mom, grandma, with her grandkids, and like, and it was just sitting in another room listening to the banter between kids, the banter between, you know, grandma and one kid, and it was just, it was the reason why the holidays mean so much to so many people, because you can, and sure. I mean, it's a lot of the reason why we're back. You know, in Ohio, we could live cross country and you'd fly in for a couple of days, and, you know, but the relationship that, you know, cousins develop at a young age and having their grandparents around and having that relationship, it shined through yesterday.
It certainly did shine through, and I agree. And for me, it was my kids running around playing with the Blooms kids, having a good time. And, you know, the Blooms kids are both a little bit older than mine, but they can, like, hang, and they're really cool. It's just fun. It's fun to see. And I think you're right. And my mom got to be with the kids, and it was nice. It was a good day. And I just wish they've got to find a way. The football was just so bad yesterday. We need some good football. It was bad.
You're not a fan of Thursday night football to begin with.
No.
And you would have thought that it being a Thanksgiving day, prime time opportunity to showcase, you know, you'd get something more, because in the past, even though, you know, regardless of what day Thanksgiving fell on, or I mean, it's always on a Thursday, but my whole point is the football seems to be had been better in years past on Thanksgiving, where out of three would be a good
remember
game.
Remember, like, Dallas Redskins was like a crazy shootout where RG3 and Romo both were over 400 yards passing. Yeah, I wanted a good, fun game. I'll tell you what, Philadelphia is a mess.
Is Chip Kelly going to get fired?
I don't know if he's either he will get fired or he will leave. I will say right now, Chip Kelly will not be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He will go back to college where he can be a dictator and recruit and do what he wants to do. But he is not – what he has done, absolute failure in the NFL.
I believe that he will not get fired, but I believe in the other half, that he will leave. It's – my ego and everything that I represent and the name that comes up every time, you know, when Charlie Strong was losing at Texas and he's going to get fired, Chip Kelly rumored to, you know, to Houston, or Wisenhunt gets fired in Tennessee, Chip Kelly to Tennessee, you know, every job that comes available, his name was linked to at some point or another because of the hot commodity that he was coming out of the University of Oregon. And now that template has not transferred into the National Football League, and they're a joke. And it's not like they haven't spent money, and it's not like they don't have the players.
No, they've got all the – and he gave – think about all the players that he gave away.
Yeah.
That he said, don't really want you here. Don't need you. See ya. Interesting. Chip Kelly certainly sowing his oats. And I'll tell you what, the Carolina Panthers are
the legit. Yeah, they are.
Cam Newton is playing great football.
The defense.
Luke Kuechly.
Kuechly, Thomas Davis.
Somebody called him Luke Freakley.
Josh Norman.
Norman.
I was right. Okay.
Yeah, Storm and right. Norman.
Storm and Norman. Yeah. Those guys, those three. Those three could be three of the five that could be in consideration for defensive league MVP.
Yeah, defense player of the year. I think
that's
you're
what
right
I meant. Yeah.
That Norman certainly has to be up there. It'll be interesting to see weeks 14 and 16. I know for fantasy footballers out there, he goes one on one with Julio Jones weeks 14 and 16.
Let's
those
go.
Will be good. Yeah, those are gonna be some good prime time matchups indeed. All right, so we'll talk to you when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Buckeyes and the Blue. The kid's saying he doesn't even think he can give us 15 minutes of his time.
Come on, man.
Is he going to have to go back on a Taco Bell? Is this like probation worthy?
Might be Bozo of the Week worthy.
I mean, this is – it's Dino, thank you for chiming in.
Hi, guys.
Hello, what's Dino. Up, man? How was your Thanksgiving,
Dino? It was excellent.
Good, man.
I like you. I'm like you guys. I had two, you know, so you had multiple plates, which was good.
You got to get in there and eat. That's what it's all about.
You got to eat.
I had one turkey that was fried, and I liked it. It doesn't seem that much different to me. The one kind of turkey that's different is a smoked turkey.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is, and I consider a smoked turkey almost like dessert.
I might agree with that. I was like, ooh, this is good.
Oh, it's good.
I had apple pie and blueberry pie yesterday.
Apple pie and blueberry.
Yeah, I can't do pumpkin because I'm allergic to ginger. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. I don't think I had any dessert.
I don't take Joby's because I'm allergic to bees, but everybody tells me that they're great.
Well, that's how some people roll.
Could you really not take Joby's because of that?
No. I'm not allergic to anything.
I'm allergic to cats.
My wife once got that allergy test where they prick your back.
Yeah, 140 scratch test. Yeah, I did that.
Dude, she was like 110 out of 140. I'm like, girl, don't go outside. And me, like, I could eat bark, roll around in the grass, and you know, and have a dog and scratch a dog all at the same time. And I'm not even like an eye water. Nothing.
Cats,
dogs, codeine, nothing. I'm allergic to nothing. Nothing. Cats, nothing. I'm immune to it all. I'm like Wolverine.
Here was my allergy list when I had those scratch tests done, Wilhelm. I'm allergic to tomatoes, eggs, shellfish, nuts, bananas, ginger, rhubarb, mold, and animal dander.
Wow. So you mean you can't have a king crab leg?
No.
Or Bananas Foster's dessert?
No. No. Nor can I have a peanut butter parfait.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's tough.
You can have prime rib, though.
I can.
All right, good. All right.
Or filet mignon.
Yeah, absolutely.
If prime rib was off the table, that would be
devastating.
It would be devastating. All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone calls, 216-578-0050. I guess we'll have to comment since we haven't on the Jay Glazer news.
What happened?
About Johnny Manziel.
I was too busy eating.
He was Jay Glazer
reporting. You'll hear it coming
We'll hear
back.
It. We'll play it when we come back, and then we'll talk about that. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0050, and we'll talk. I'm going to get your best Buckeye Michigan memory, and we'll start to talk about that game a little bit.
There's only one.
Victory. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.